Welcome to this week's Audio Follow Friday. I'm Tim Keenan. My guest on this edition of Audio Follow Friday is Lisa Rice of at Lisa Rice Voice, brought to you by creativemediarecording.com, providing audio post-production for video and new media, voiceover recording, and ISDN connection to voices and studios around the world. Lisa Rice is primarily a voiceover artist, but she has a diverse background that includes stints in radio and television as a writer, producer, and reporter. Her portfolio of national spots is impressive and includes work for folks like Kroger, Arm & Hammer, and Levelure, among others. She also provides her voice for a wide range of business and corporate projects. Lisa and I share an interest in the power of the spoken word, and even though she's on the East Coast and I'm here in the OC, today we're really connected using ISDN technology. Hi, Lisa. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Hi, Tim. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, tell us, you know, I've already set it up that you're a voiceover artist, but tell us in your own words a little bit about what you do.
Well, I provide voice for broadcast and non-broadcast jobs. Everything from television commercials, which are typically regional, to national spots, to website narrations for corporations, e-learning modules, and just worked on something today, a telephone job. And it's an interactive voice response job that requires me to kind of talk like I'm talking to you. It's a more casual job where I can welcome the caller and direct them to the right line. It's changing a little bit. The non-broadcast jobs are coming in more frequently.
Sounds great. What have been some of the things that you've been working on lately? What are kind of the hot projects that you can tell us about?
Well, I just finished a national spot for GE. And another project that I'm able to talk about now and wasn't able to before, actually just last week, because I signed a non-disclosure agreement, Hamilton Beach hired me to be the voice of their interactive coffee maker. And it's so cool to be able to know that I'm welcoming people to their day. And hopefully just that warm voice will start their day off on the right foot.
That is a cool, I hope you're going to get one of those. That is a cool project to have.
I've actually thought about that. I think it would be good, even though I don't need a coffee maker right now, it would be nice just to be able to have it and show my great-great-grandchildren.
So, Lisa, we really love your tweets. Tell us a little bit about how you're using Twitter for your business.
All right. Well, I use Twitter for my business, first of all, to keep me sane. I am in a business now that I very rarely go out of my home, my private studio, where I'm meeting people. So I continue using Twitter to stay sane, to have interaction with people, to talk with people who are interested in what I do, and also people who are doing what I do. I get encouraged by their tweets and learn all kinds of new things. But it mostly has been able to allow me to tell people about what I do and direct them to websites that have my work. And I've actually garnered quite a bit of work over the past 6 to 7 months from doing that.
We met on Twitter, and I think that is the best thing about it is the connection around the world. You know, as I said, even though you're in the East and we're on the West, it's fantastic. So if people want to hear the voice behind the tweets, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can tweet me at Lisa Rice Voice. They can go to my website, lisaricevoice.com. They can call me at 540-583-0191, or they can email me, lisa@lisaricevoice.com.
Lisa, thank you so much for joining us on this Audio Follow Friday today.
Thank you.
We'll be back in subsequent weeks with interviews with some of our favorite Twitter networking friends and experts.